Every year in the U.S., thousands of people die with no family or next of kin to claim their bodies. In Los Angeles County, local authorities cremate 1,600 unclaimed deceased bodies every year. Their remains are buried in mass graves marked only by the year of death. However, this doesn't mean authorities haven't been able to identify the body and locate the deceased's family. It means that for whatever reason, next of kin were unable or unwilling to bury the dead. Dr. Pamela Prickett is an assistant professor of sociology at the University of Amsterdam. She and her colleague, Stefan Timmermans, have been studying the unclaimed of Los Angeles County for the past 7 years.
The unclaimed in Los Angeles come from all walks of life, especially when you think about what it means to go unclaimed. And, you know, there are people who are dying and their disposition is being handled by the county. And that's how we define what being unclaimed is. And that there's going to be a large number of the unclaimed who are lacking resources, right? Who are vulnerable and lack financial security. But in terms of, you know, basic demographics, men are more likely to go unclaimed than women. We find that in Los Angeles, it's about men go unclaimed at twice the rate of women.
And though the gender statistics are well known, Prickett says the county hasn't consistently tracked other factors, such as race and homelessness. However, she says that when she compiles a social autopsy of their situation at the time of death, most faced housing insecurity. But that's not always the case. Some of the unclaimed deceased are unmarried seniors with no children.
If somebody were to wander out of a nursing home and die on the street, and they were to go unclaimed, what that means is that the county probably located their next of kin, their legal next of kin, chose not to handle disposition.
Prickett says she's spoken to hundreds of families over the years that have chosen not to bury a relative. The reasons vary, but the most common answer is the financial burden of funerals. According to the National Funeral Directors Association, the average cost of a funeral in the U.S. today is about $8,000. If you choose to cremate your loved one, that service charges around $7,000. The costs can run even higher in a large city like Los Angeles. But financial concerns aren't the only reason families choose not to step forward.
There's a tremendous amount of estrangement in America among family members as well. So a cousin or a nephew or maybe even a brother says, "I haven't spoken to so-and-so in decades." And maybe there was a reason for that. So some kind of falling out and they don't want to claim, or maybe they feel like, you know, I feel too disconnected. I don't really know this person anymore. I don't want to take on this tremendous responsibility.
Prickett says she's even heard of family members purposefully not claim a body as a form of revenge. Regardless of the body's status, all death is usually handled by a medical examiner or coroner's office. Los Angeles has an additional third office of decedent affairs that executes a thorough investigation to locate legal next of kin. Prickett says investigators use websites such as Ancestry.com to locate living relatives. With all the technology and social media available today, authorities are able to identify all but a dozen or so people out of the 1,600 deceased that are unclaimed every year.
Death scene investigators, if they're called out to a scene, they'll go through the apartment or the location of the death. They'll look for the personal effects of the person who has died, right? They're going to look for all kinds of signs of some kind of communication, right? Looking through phone, looking through letters, and try to identify who their next of kin could be. They then back at their offices have just a variety of databases, law enforcement databases, legal databases, financial databases that they can search to try to find who would be relatives or known associates. The people in the medical examiner's office will then call basically anybody they can find who might have known that decedent and ask them questions and try to identify, can we find who the legal next of kin is, the closest living relative, and talk to them. So it's a very thorough investigation. I mean, there are times in which they'll spend months and months looking.
But when the next of kin are found, they have no legal obligation to pay for a burial. However, the medical examiner's office will often try to compel them using various tactics.
One of the carrots that the medical examiner coroner's office has to try to compel families is the death certificate. So in order for families to be able to go to a bank and claim assets or get access to different financial and material resources. They'll need a death certificate. And so they can hold off on that death certificate until somebody's claimed, although at some point they have a limited number of spaces in their crypt and they're going to have to get the bodies, the flow of bodies going. The problem is that once the body is at the medical examiner coroner's office, if a family doesn't step up to claim or cannot, the body is already in the facility, right, of the medical examiner coroners, and something has to be done. We can't have bodies, you know, linger for years.
Fortunately, every once in a while, authorities will contact next of kin who are overjoyed to claim the body of a long-lost relative. Prickett remembers a story of two sisters who were given up for adoption because their mother was mentally ill and couldn't care for them. When their mom died, the daughters were no longer legal next of kin. But because they showed up in records as blood relatives, the authorities were able to contact them.
Those two women, adult women now, her daughters, went to court to be able to claim the right to bury their biological mother.
Prickett says there's no centralized database that provides the identity of unclaimed bodies across the U.S. Large jurisdictions such as Los Angeles County and Cook County in Chicago maintain their own lists of unclaimed bodies. It's sad to think so many thousands of people die every year with no loved ones to care for them at the end of their lives. But Prickett says they are the exception to the rule. More often than not, families do step forward. Prickett and Timmerman are writing a book about their research, which they expect to publish next year. You can find out more about their research and all of our guests by visiting our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our writer-producer this week is Polly Hansen. Our lead producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson. Coming up next week on Radio Health Journal.
I'm sure you've heard of it. I'm sure you've heard of people who sit on airplanes for long periods of time who could be at risk for forming blood clots. We're seeing that more and more in esport players as young as the age of 12 years old.
The surprising injury risks of internet gaming.
Then, childhood vaccination rates have been on a decline since the pandemic.
They just recently announced that there was an individual who was diagnosed with polio. That's the first time that we've seen polio that's been transmitted within the United States in over 30 years.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal. I'm Reed Pence, the producer and host of Radio Health Journal. If you like listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
You thought that a particular child was going to break down in tears because they really were very close to Grandpa Paul. But it turns out that they just look at you, kind of mute, and then say, can we have mac and cheese for lunch?
The difficult conversations we have in life. Then.
Athletes, for sure, like at a Power 5 conference school where they are known, they probably want to maintain a certain image and they don't want to appear weak.
Understanding the mental illness epidemic that's plaguing collegiate sports teams. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
And that's Radio Health Journal for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more. And check Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify for a library of past programs. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and information about our guests at radiohealthjournal.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.